Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Generation M Living Well in Perimenopause and Menopause by Jessica Shepherd. MD is a nonfiction health guide focused on helping women understand and manage the transition through perimenopause and menopause. Written by a board-certified OBYN and women's health advocate, the book combines medical guidance with practical lifestyle advice rather than treating menopause as a narrow hormone issue alone. Its purpose is to offer a more current, evidence-based framework for women who often encounter confusing, incomplete, or outdated information about this stage of life. The book emphasizes that perimenopause can begin earlier than many expect, and it presents symptoms, treatment options, and prevention-oriented strategies in a clear and accessible way. It also reframes menopause as a period for proactive health maintenance, with special attention to exercise, nutrition, sleep, mindfulness, and hormone therapy. In that sense, the book serves both as a medical explainer and as a practical handbook for readers seeking a more informed, less stigmatized approach to midlife women's health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, perimenopause as a distinct phase, not just a precursor to menopause. One of the book's central contributions is its insistence that perimenopause deserves attention as its own stage of reproductive and hormonal change. Many general discussions compress the transition into the single term menopause. But Shepherd distinguishes between the fluctuating hormonal years that precede the final menstrual period and the more stable postmenopausal state. That distinction matters because symptoms can start while a woman is still menstruating, which means the timing can be confusing and easy to dismiss. The book treats irregular cycles, mood changes, hot flashes, sleep disruption, and brain fog as medically meaningful signals rather than isolated complaints. This framing helps readers understand why they may not fit simplistic definitions of menopause, even while experiencing real physiological changes. By identifying perimenopause early and clearly, the book encourages earlier conversations with clinicians and more timely use of supportive strategies. Its value lies in changing the diagnostic lens rather than waiting for menopause to arrive. Readers are urged to recognize the transitional period as the beginning of a longer health management process. Secondly, hormone therapy explored through safety, timing, and individual use. The book gives substantial attention to hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, because this remains one of the most debated areas in menopause care. Shepherd presents it as a medical option that should be understood through current evidence, rather than old fears or oversimplified marketing claims. Instead of treating HRT as universally necessary or universally risky, the book focuses on safety, efficacy, and appropriate timing, which reflects a more modern clinical approach. This is important because many women still receive conflicting messages about whether hormones are acceptable, especially if they encounter outdated public narratives. The book's practical value comes from explaining that treatment decisions should depend on symptoms, risk profile, and individual goals rather than on a one-size-fits-all rule. By including information on what medications may be used and when they may be taken, it aims to make medical visits more informed and less intimidating. The deeper implication is that menopause care should be personalized, evidence-based, and open to discussion, not defined by fear or passive acceptance of symptoms. Thirdly, exercise is a core medical tool for muscle, bone, and metabolic health. A major theme in Generation M is that exercise is not merely a wellness accessory, but one of the most effective interventions for women in midlife. Shepherd highlights resistance training in particular because declining estrogen and age-related muscle loss can accelerate weakness, bone loss, and changes in body composition. The book argues that physical training supports far more than appearance or weight control. It helps preserve muscle, protect bone density, improve cardiovascular health, support mood, and sustain cognitive function. This is a significant reframing because it positions movement as preventive medicine rather than as an optional lifestyle choice. The emphasis on resistance work also challenges the common assumption that aerobic exercise alone is sufficient during this life stage. The book's practical logic is straightforward. If hormonal changes affect muscle and skeletal tissue, then strength training becomes a targeted response rather than a generic recommendation. By making exercise central to the menopause conversation, Shepherd links short-term symptom management with long-term health maintenance, especially for women who want to reduce frailty and maintain function over time. Fourthly, lifestyle medicine as a multi-part strategy for symptom relief and prevention, beyond hormones and exercise. The book presents menopause care as a broader lifestyle medicine issue that includes sleep, nutrition, mindfulness, and mental health. This approach matters because many symptoms of perimenopause and menopause interact with everyday habits. Poor sleep can worsen mood, stress can intensify physical discomfort, and inconsistent nutrition can complicate energy and weight regulation. Rather than offering simplistic fixes, Shepherd uses a layered model in which multiple smaller interventions work together That makes the book useful for readers who want realistic steps. They can actually integrate into daily routines. It also reflects a medical understanding that quality of life during menopause is shaped by more than one biological pathway. The book seems especially attentive to the practical burden women carry, which is why its guidance tends to focus on sustainable changes instead of extreme regimens. By treating lifestyle not as a substitute for medicine, but as a partner to clinical care, the book gives readers a more comprehensive toolkit. The result is a framework that is preventive, adaptable, and grounded in long-term health rather than quick symptom suppression alone. Lastly, a reframing of menopause from decline narrative to proactive midlife health. Perhaps the book's broadest message is its challenge to the cultural story that menopause equals decline. Shepherd presents this life stage as one that can be managed intelligently and even used as a turning point for more deliberate health planning. That reframing is important because stigma and misinformation often leave women feeling isolated, underprepared, or dismissed. The book counters that by combining medical explanation with an empowering tone that does not deny difficulty but refuses fatalism. It also draws on real women's experiences and expert perspectives, which broadens the conversation beyond a purely clinical lecture. The practical effect is to help readers see themselves as participants in their care rather than passive recipients of symptoms. Compared with many books in the category, this one stands out for merging up-to-date medical guidance with a relatively optimistic, action-oriented model. It does not minimize challenges, but it argues that menopause can be approached with knowledge, planning, and meaningful interventions. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want both credible information and a more constructive cultural narrative about midlife women's health. In conclusion, Generation M is best suited to women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond who want a clearer understanding of perimenopause and menopause, as well as to health readers who prefer evidence-based guidance over anecdotal advice. It is also useful for clinicians, caregivers, and anyone trying to support a partner, patient, or friend through this transition. The main benefit of the book is practical clarity. It explains what is happening hormonally, why symptoms may appear earlier than expected, and how lifestyle choices and medical options can be combined in a rational way. Readers looking for a narrow hormone-focused manual may find this book broader than expected, because it treats exercise, sleep, nutrition, and mental health as part of the same health equation. That broader scope is also what distinguishes it from many menopause books. Instead of framing the transition as a problem to endure, it presents it as a stage that can be managed proactively with current science and realistic habits. Its mix of accessibility, medical authority, and holistic strategy makes it a strong entry in the women's health category. If you would like to support Jessica Shepherd, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.